the 6th of March 1993, Ray felled the last of the three large fir trees growing along the boundary of the garden. They were 40 feet tall and about 15 inches in diameter at the bottom. They were planted sometime around the early 1950s to hide the council houses, we think. I was very nervous because Ray was taking huge risks and could have fallen. Chris Andrews, my dad Ken and I helped to carry the branches, etc. Ray, Patrick and Chris had a huge bonfire in the field after dark to burn all the rubbish from the trees. Quite a few people living in the council estate had wanted those trees down because they didn't have a view. The garden looked quite a lot larger when they came down because the branches covered half of the garden. It was a job well done, well overdue. Ray bought me a gardening book in 1993 called The Lady's Flower Garden. It's one of my favourite books. My mum gave me a dried flower book which she had been given by Mrs. Lawrence, her next door neighbour. It was called Wildflowers and Their Teachings. Also a miniature one called The Miniature Language of Flowers. They are quite valuable, but I'd never sell them. And my granddaughter Kelsey's, she has done her very own dried flower book. And she used the flowers from my garden. Ray took me to see one of my favourite opera at Havren Theatre, Newtown, on the 28th of August 1993. It was our silver wedding anniversary presents to each other, as we had been married for 25 years on the 5th of October 1993. I was worrying what to wear and bought myself some new clothes, but I needn't have, because when I arrived there, people were in jeans and long posh frocks, so I was sort of in the middle. We had a brilliant time, and I thought that the Welsh National Opera Company were great. My favourite singers were the tenor and soprano. Maybe next time it will be Madame Butterfly. Who knows what's in the future? I shall never forget it as long as I live. I had always wanted an aviary in my garden, and Ray said he would build me one. My daughter Sharon was friends with Graham and Karen Zabllyveni. They had an aviary with zebra finches in it. My brother-in-law Barry was staying with us for a few days, so on the 9th of August 1994, he drove me to Aberlleveni to fetch a pair of zebra finches from Graham. Ray and I had taken a front off an old wardrobe and replaced it with wire and a little door in the front. We also fixed some perches and a little box in there. There was great excitement on the 4th of September 1994. The hen finch had laid an egg. And before long there were four eggs. On the 22nd of September, the four eggs hatched and we had four lovely little chicks. The last chick came out of the nest on the morning of the 12th of October 1994. It was so interesting to watch the mother finch teaching the little ones to drink water and then send them back to the nest to rest. I found out after a while that I was allergic to them, so we placed the cage in one of the sheds. But it didn't solve the problem, and on top of everything else, the cockbird was very aggressive towards the hen and chicks. I had a word with Graham about the situation, and he offered to have them from me. So on the 19th of February 1995, they went back to Aberlleveni. I did miss them for a while, and I was so glad that Ray had not built me the aviary. On the 13th of August 1996, my daughter gave birth to a perfect little boy. He weighed 6 pounds 2 ounces and they called him Kenneth Connor Jones. Sharon had had a difficult labour and had to go to theatre later. It was my birthday and it was the best birthday present ever. On the 15th of October 1996, Patrick and his wife had a beautiful baby boy. He was born by cesarean at Wrongleys Hospital, Aberystwyth. Patrick was there to see him being born. The poor little mite was in an incubator in intensive care for about a week. We were all very worried for him, but thankfully he pulled through. They named him Curtis Patrick Gunn, and he was so gorgeous, a little cousin for Connor to grow up with. Ray had decided to make toy boxes for our little grandchildren for Christmas 1996. His workshop was in the old smithy part of our cottage, and it took him weeks to make them, finishing just in time for Christmas. There was paint everywhere as he primed, undercoated, and had 8 different tins of gloss paint. He made them very strong, with reinforcement on the corners, and he cut the letters with a thread saw by hand for their names. Ray stored them in his dark room to wait for Christmas Day, and they had so many presents and soon filled the boxes. On the Sunday, 1st of March 1997, I was very busy preparing quiches for Connor's christening for the following day, Sunday the 2nd of March. Ray also helped me make 50 small trifles, and we carried the food down to Nora's pub Sunday morning. Connor was baptised at Corris Church by the Reverend Geraint Ap Iorwerth, and his godparents were Moll and Rachel Miller. His name was entered on page 80, that's the last page in the church's baptism book, and I discovered that his great-great-great-great-grandparents, Lewis and Catherine Rowlands, also had 3 of their children baptised there 115 years before, in the 1800s. I think it was on page 14. The book has now gone to Dolgellau Archive to be kept safe for future generations to research. We had a lovely party after to celebrate with all the family. On the 17th of April 1997, Nan Rowlands was very ill. Lord and I sat all night with her at the hospital. We think she could hear us a little. It was very sad. Margaret from Pineview also sat with us, as she'd known Nine for years. Mam and Dad sat with her for hours, and on Saturday the 19th, at 1 o'clock in the morning, she died at 89 years old. She would have been 90 on the 23rd of this month. Nine had asked me to put tied sticky bow tie and the white heather he had worn when he had sung at the Eisteddfod in her coffin. Sadly, I couldn't find it, but later on my brother Brian told me that Nine had given him Tide's accordion, and they were inside the case. But at least she was buried with him, and that was the most important thing. By now Sharon was expecting another child, and on the morning of the 9th of March 1998, Sharon phoned us at 6 o'clock to say that her waters had broke. I rushed up to her house to look after little Connor while Mark took her to Aberystwyth Hospital. At 9:01 the same morning, she gave birth to another lovely little boy. He weighed 7 pounds 14 ounces. Ray and I brought mother and baby back to Machynlleth Maternity Unit at the Chest Hospital, and they named him Robert Kieran Jones. Mark brought them both home to Kynos the next day. My dad Ken fed us all with a stew that he had made, and Sharon had second helping. Mam told her she needed her strength to get over it. We were so happy that everything had turned out okay, but remembering back, he was the grumpiest out of all the babies. Dad said that my sister Anne and I were the same. Robert Kieran was baptised on the 15th of November 1998 at Corris Church by the Reverend Geraint Ap Iorwerth. His godparents were Ian Hughes and Ruth Edwards. For some reason, everyone went straight to the Dwynau pub for refreshments, and Ray and I weren't able to take any photos outside the church. And we also missed the party after because Ray's dad wasn't well, and we took his mum home to Chemise. Kieran's name, like his brother Connor, was also entered on page 80 in the baptism book. At 5:15 a.m. on the morning of 31st of July 1999, Sharon gave birth to her third son at Aberystwyth Hospital. I looked after Connor and Kieran for her all day. He was named Mark Cameron Jones, and they both came to the Chest Hospital Maternity Unit at Machynlleth the next day. If he had been born on the 1st of August, it would have been the same as his great-great-grandfather Frederick Gunn's birthday, who would have been 105 years old if he was alive then. Cameron was gorgeous. Anne and Barry came to see him. We were all glad that all went well. He has turned out to be the most mischievous out of them all. Mark Cameron was christened on the 28th of May 2000 at Corrie's Church by the Reverend Geraint ap Iorwerth. His godparents were Graham and Karen Beck from Aberlleveni. Sharon used to look after their children when they were at work, and they were also friends. There was food afterwards at the Dwynham pub in Kynos. Sian and Lana came, also quite a few others. Ray and I couldn't stay for the food as we took his mum home, but we felt that the most important part was the church anyway, and this time we took plenty of photos. Cameron's name is also like his brother's, was entered on page 80 in the baptism book.